10 Ways You Are You, Chapter 5, Part. Now we come to the fifth way we are us. This is the way of part. Let me explain. Look at yourself. Your body is made up of all sorts of parts. You have a head, two eyes and ears, a nose, one mouth, and loads of hair. Also, you usually have two arms, 10 fingers, two legs and 10 toes. If we look inside you, we'll find a heart, two lungs, loads of different veins and arteries, and lots of blood. In your tummy and guts, there'll be all sorts of food that you have eaten. Look smaller, and you'll find millions of little cells that make up the bigger bits of you. So, every one of us is made up of separate parts and loads of tiny building blocks. The same thing happens with the things we make. If you make up a Lego model, there'll be lots of bricks which you have to recognize and sort out before you can make it. If you have a bicycle, you'll see that it has many different parts. The town you live in is made up of many different houses and roads. And the whole world is made up of different countries and kinds of people. I wonder if you're the sort of person who likes to collect, identify, or classify things. Maybe you enjoy fossil collecting, or watching aeroplanes, or identifying bugs. Do you like to work out how things work by pulling them apart? If you do, then you're using the way of part. The fact that everything is made up of lots of different parts in different ways means that there is a lot of variation in the world. There are different sorts of countrysides and houses. There are different types of people. We are all different in the way we look, in what we are good at, and how we behave. As we evolved, it was natural for us to find differences. We had to know which other animals were friendly or dangerous, so we didn't get eaten. We still look at other people and try to see how they are different. When we do this, we must remember that we are all just as important as each other. We mustn't form groups in which we think we are better than other groups, except maybe in competitions and football teams. Now let's think about God. God doesn't have parts and is just one. However, followers of Jesus say that God is like three persons. That is what we call the Trinity. And Jesus had as many parts as you do. Now, we say that Jesus is God, and that people who believe in him are part of his body. So in a way, we can say that God has many parts too. Us. Remember that Jesus did not have favorites. And he said that everyone was just as important to him. And that means you. You are part of a family. Do you have brothers and sisters? Are you a member of a team, say football? What does each member do? Do you like looking at details, going into the countryside and looking at birds and plants, or pulling apart a computer or clock to find out how it works? Whenever we do these things, we are using our way of part. It's important to pay attention to the details. So that was the way of part, where we sort out all the different parts that we and the world are made from. Now we'll look at the next way, which balances it.